Darren is here with sport.
Rachel, a very good morning to you. It's been reported that Davy Fitzgerald has agreed to remain as manager of the Clare Hurlers until 2017. Fitzgerald agreed a 3-year extension after winning the All-Ireland last season, but the Star newspaper is reporting today that he's committed to staying an extra year. Clare were knocked out of this year's championship in the qualifiers by Wexford. He's held the position since 2011. In football news, Kevin Riley has defended Meath's decision to bring allegations of biting against a Dublin player into the public domain. The Meath camp alleged that Mickey Burke had his finger bitten during the Leinster final defeat to Dublin. The GAA Central Competitions Control Committee decided not to take any action on the matter due to insufficient evidence. The Meath captain maintains that his teammate suffered a nasty injury. Riley says his county are putting the matter behind them, but feels it's important the issue was highlighted. He's been speaking to our correspondent, Brian Carty.
You know, Mick had to spend a night in hospital getting it seen to. It was a fairly nasty injury. But again, we're not going to dwell on it. As I said, that's behind us.
And you've no doubt at all, but there was a biting incident.
Oh, it was plain to see. You know, he broke the skin on both sides of his finger. And it was a nasty enough injury.
And do you think it was handled all right by all parties concerned? Mick O'Dowd came back into the press conference again and made the allegation.
We can't condone biting. You know, tempers flare at times and things boil over, and that's fine. But I think biting might be just a little bit too far, in my opinion. I think it had to be highlighted. It was dealt with by you know, both doctors, and as Mick said at the time, there is protocol to follow. Mickey Burke, you know, had to go to hospital afterwards to get it treated. But you know, both sides were quick to forget and move on and just concentrate on football.
And Meath play Armagh in the final round of the football qualifiers on Saturday. Quick Jack took the honours in the Connacht Hotel Handicap, the big race on the opening day of the Galway Racing Festival. He was a 4-1 winner for trainer Tony Martin. Dermot Well claimed one win on the opening day with Timian.
Yeah, I'm delighted too. You must remember the ground is drying out. We don't have the ammunition we've had other years, but we're very hopeful. If we get one a day, we'll be happy.
I'm joined on the line by the Racing Post's Jonathan Mullen. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Morning, Darren.
How would you reflect on the opening day there in Galway?
Yeah, I suppose there are different times, but it's not so long ago that the figures emanating from the Galway Summer Festival were used as an economic barometer. There were 19,000 there last night, 1,000 more than 2013. And both the figures from the betting ring and from Tod Ireland showed slight increases on last year. So it's a very positive start of the week, and a hugely positive one for Tony Martin, who was one of the big stories of last year's festival, really. He trained 9 winners there, including the big amateur riders handicap on day one. And last night he did it again. A brilliant training performance, really, because this is a competitive handicap. Quick Jack won it so easily. But the fact that the horse hadn't been seen on a racetrack since January, and to have him so cherry ripe for last night, shows the craft that Tony Martin brings to the game. Last year he trained a horse, Busted Tycoon, to win 3 times in the week. So I'd imagine we'd be seeing plenty more of Quick Jack later this week at Galway, where he could easily win again.
Dermot Well, just one winner, as we heard in the clip yesterday. We'll be hoping to maybe push on today. And he has a couple of runners in the big one today, the Topaz Mile, that's at 6:40.
Yeah, I mean, so much of sorting through these races at Galway, Darren, and your success otherwise in doing so is how you approach Dermot Wells' runners in these big races. And the Topaz Mile today, he's got 2, Defining Year and Calibrate. Pat Smullen, currently leading the Jockeys' Championship in Ireland, he's chosen Defining Year. So I think you'll have to give him plenty of respect. The horse was 3rd in the race a few years ago when he was at Michael Halford. He wears blinkers today for the first time. And if they can spark some improvement, he shouldn't be far away. 4 British horses in the race gives a nice international flavour today. Amazingly, only one horse ever won this race twice, Pinch Hitter back in the 80s, which is surprising given the fact that so many horses have proven themselves around Galway, come back and win again. Vastanea won 2 years ago. He was 3rd last year. He's got a big each-way chance today. But his trainer, Kevin Prendergast, who I think has won this race about 5 times, goes to Galway with an even bigger chance today in the shape of Mascoon. He's well drawn. He's got a lightweight. And providing he breaks well, he'll be away from all the traffic trouble that inevitably comes with this big race. He's got a huge chance.
Finally, Jonathan, are you going to give our listeners this morning here on Morning Ireland a winner for the day? No pressure
God, I
now.
Hope so. I hope so. We stick with the Topaz Mile. It's a very, very tricky handicap, so I think I'm allowed to pick two in it.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Mass Coon, who has said has been progressive this summer and looks a likely type for Kevin Prendergast. And, you know, even though Dermot Weld says he's got a weak team this year, inevitably he ends up with double-digit winners, and I think Defining Year is the other horse in the race. He's got a big chance. First-time blinkers, as I said. And don't worry, Dermot Weld, there are plenty of winners this week.
Good enough. Jonathan Mullen, thanks for taking the call this morning. Today's action at Ballybrid gets underway at 5:05. The big one there, the Topaz Mile, 6:40. And there'll be live racing coverage on RTE television a little later on. Also racing in the UK this afternoon, it's day one of Glorious Goodwood. It looks like Manchester United are ready to sell Marouane Fellaini. Napoli would like to sign the midfielder on a 12-month loan deal with a view to a €20 million move next summer. Javier Hernandez, Shinji Kagawa, Nani and Anderson all been linked away with moves from Old Trafford this morning. The big clear out at Southampton looks like it'll continue today. Morgan Schneiderling and Jay Rodriguez been linked with a move to Tottenham. And finally, Northern Irish boxers Paddy Barnes, Michael Conlon, Stephen Donnelly, Conor Coyle and Michaela Walsh all through to the quarterfinals at the Commonwealth Games. 20-year-old Walsh won her flyweight contest, the first ever Commonwealth women's bout.